Our agenda is a discussion about the Spokane Regional Health District composition. Having to do with RCW 70.05.030. So I believe, Mark, you're going to lead off with a presentation.
I am. However, there we go. Sharing screen is available. I could share, if someone will let me share my screen, I could run the slides if that's fine. But otherwise, if not, as you know, the legislature has amended and requires the amendment of our Board of Health. Now, that amendment does not require us to take any action until next year. However, it may be advantageous for us to do so now, given that our COVID situation is under control a little bit better locally at this point. And of course, the board, the health board, is needing to address their budgets moving forward. And as you know, you're ultimately responsible for the health board's budget. So to that regard, the legislature has amended in 1152 to require Spokane County to have an equal board. Boards of health now must have an equal number of elected and non-elected officials. I put this together to give an example. Here in Spokane, there is no specific requirement that any Board of County Commissioner member serve on the health district. However, because, as I said, the county is ultimately responsible for those obligations, it is wise for someone on the Board of County Commission, in fact, frankly, at least two, to serve on that. I would argue three would be better because, of course, you're responsible for the bills of that body. So if we have an equal number of elected officials to an equal number of non-elected officials, those non-elected officials need to be selected from those three categories: public health, healthcare facility or a provider, a consumer of public health with lived experiences, or an other community stakeholder. Now, as you recall, the Board of Health is currently amending the WAC that addresses this, and it actually sets out how we're going to or supposed to apportion or put people on this board. You can go to the next slide. They define the process here in their WAC, and frankly, all it really asks us to do is have a fair and unbiased process, look for balanced representation of elected, non-elected, and look for people with a diversity of expertise and lived experiences. Next slide. Now, as they discuss this, this is who qualifies for your public health, healthcare facility, and provider. This could be an epidemiologist, a pharmacist, a naturopath. Any one of these people will suffice. Next slide. For your consumer of public health, this has got to be a county resident who self-identifies as having faced significant health inequities. So think of those folks who have used certain services, SNAP or WIC, or a couple that might come to mind. And as this language is lifted out of the WAC, and it's strongly encouraging that we look at people from historically marginalized and underrepresented communities and give them a preference. These officials should not be, or excuse me, these individuals should not be elected officials. Next slide. And also now you have your community-based organizations. So these are going to be nonprofits, your business community, somebody from the environmental public health. If you look at the WAC language, they suggest that a tribal member could serve as any one of those three, what I'm going to call category members. So your community-based person or your pharmacist or what have you. So they could serve as fit in any one of those categories. However, they are selected by the American Indian Health Commission. And so you will be delivered that appointment. Next slide. So let's go all the way to slide number two. Anyway, this sets out your process for doing this. We've already kind of discussed this. I think what I would recommend that you do is if we can go back to slide number two. As you're selecting your non-elected officials, keep that in mind, because I think that you will want to probably put this out. In other words, if you want to make this effective someday in the future, you'd be better to go ahead and do that in this regard, maybe put it out a couple of weeks, and then broadly advertise for those non-elected officials who are going to serve on that board, so that you can get interest from that broad representation group that the WAC is looking for you to reach. I have put together sort of a draft resolution, but as I said, there's any way you could go about this, any number of electeds to non-electeds. There's no real set requirement other than I think you will absolutely have to have at least three electeds on the board in order to meet the two category members and a tribal member, which is, in other words, considered the three category members. If I can answer any questions for you.
Any questions? Comments?
I've got a question. Okay. So, Mark, based upon your research and stuff, what would be the options available to the county if the county just rolled the health district as a department underneath the county structure?
I think under that regard, the three county commissioner members would have to serve on the board, and I think you would still be in the same boat where you have to have this balanced board.
Okay, so other than the health officer being an employee of the county as well as all the staff, there's really no other difference between the two structures?
Not that I can see, no.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Cuny?
Yeah, Mark, when I was looking at the draft WAC, it talked about the Board of Health is the one who makes the appointment of the, trying to find it here.
Health officer and health administrator?
No, for the non-elected positions. And so just trying to ensure that that's which Board of Health is going to be the local Board of Health.
No, I think you're thinking of the advisory board. So the local Board of Health will have an advisory board, and they will appoint the members to the advisory board. However, the Board of County Commissioners selects all of the board members who serve on the larger Board of Health, except for the tribal member.
Okay, so dogs here just a sec.
Remote working, I get it.
So I feel like I've done something wrong. Someone's barking at me. So from an historical perspective, I can say that even when I was on the Spokane City Council, there was interest at that time of moving the health district back to the county as a health department, and did not happen back then, but I know that that conversation has happened a couple times since then and stuff. And so I've always thought, even when I was with the city, that there was greater alignment if the health district became a department of the county and under that structure, because the county is ultimately responsible financially for all of the any overruns or anything like that the district incurs. But now with the latest legislation, there doesn't seem to be much difference between whether it's a department of the county or maintains itself as a district, other than title and stuff. So I guess just to start the conversation, I guess I would be probably more in favor of keeping the health district as a district and going with four electeds, because I think Mary, your term ends at the end of this year as the chair of the board, and for continuity's sake, we've got I think Kevin Freeman coming in as the new chair. So it seems to me that there is some logic to keeping the two chairs, current and future, on the board. So that would mean another elected plus the three of us would get us to four, and then the three at large and the tribal representative would get the other four. So you'd have a board of eight, which is still less than what we have now, but would certainly meet the intent of the legislation. I just that's just my thinking. So be curious as to what the rest of you thought.
Well, I like having that foreign. Mark mentioned the tribal member can serve as one of those other three defined positions, but I think I like the idea of having the tribal member be the tribal member, not having the tribal member serve two roles. That way we have more community voice on there. So you'll have three of those defined positions and the tribal member, rather than us picking which of those three defined spots will not be represented, but instead be represented by the tribal. I think 4 and 4 makes sense. Everybody's there. You've got your equal numbers. I mean, that was the intent of the legislation. I mean, equal of elected and non-elected. And I think when you go 4, that gives you more community voice being represented as well. So,
well, and it also gives you two voices from marginalized communities on the board, as opposed to just one. Mm-hmm. If you had the tribal member fill in one of those other seats.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the sake of diversity, I like the idea that you've got two opportunities for members of marginalized communities on the health district board.
And Commissioner, since there's a lull here, I wanted to remind you, and of course, you know, this, we have considered this in light of the WAC, and we think we've complied with the WAC and how the terminology in the WAC and what they're looking for. That could still change if the Department of Health changes, or there's some comment that changes it, and we may have to go back and revisit this again 9 months from now or so. Although I don't think we're in particularly significant danger of anything. It looks for a broad process, and I think as long as we follow that broad process, we should be fine.
I mean, and I hope that doesn't happen. I hope they don't come back, because quite frankly, I think it makes sense for us to do this and have the new board in place for next year. I mean, the way the legislation was written, I mean, we have the drop dead date of July, which quite frankly is right in the middle of our, you know, of the budget cycle. I mean, at the health district. I mean, I think just, again, another aspect in this whole debate that I don't think was really thought out very much, but I mean, shifting up the entire makeup of the board right in the middle of a year, I don't think makes sense. So let's do it, have a full year in place. This board gets to get up to speed, be a part of the budget discussion next year, you know, as we get into fall. I mean, I think it just makes sense. I mean, if you drop a brand new comprised board in July, and then they start discussing the budget for the health district, you know, 2 months later, kind of thing, it's not going to work. So I think it makes sense to do this now. I think, we've got a draft resolution that meets the spirit and letter of the law. So. I don't know. And I shared my thoughts on the makeup that I think makes sense. So,
to that point, Commissioner Kern, I think when the legislature was doing it, looking at July, I mean, they're on a July 1st fiscal year versus we're on a December or a January 1st fiscal year. So it does make sense for us to do it at this point in time versus mid-year. And having those people, you know, ready to go, so they're helping manage the financial aspect and the budget as we move forward and into the next year. Also, we'll have 5 commissioners in 2023 that could change the makeup of the board at that point in time again. And so it doesn't make sense to have people only in there for 6 months if the next full board of commissioners chooses to have, you know, all 5 county commissioners on the health board or not, you know, and change it up that way. So I'm in agreement that I think it makes sense to have a city representative with Kevin Freeman, who's our vice chair, who has a longstanding member of the Board of Health and has a lot of history and knowledge as Commissioner French to be on the board as we transition. The Board of Health or the Health District is going to need time to look at bylaws and all of that. So I think if we look at making the change now for an adoption where all the board members would be in place in January or by the 1st of January or mid-January, just depending on, you know, trying to get through appointing the non-electeds, I think now's the time to do it from all those perspectives. So, and I think, you know, when you get into larger boards, it's just harder. So I think keeping the size, you know, to 8 is a good number. Mark, I do think that based on what I've heard, that switching the board to having equal numbers of electeds to non-electeds, I do not know that we have to have the advisory board any longer that the health district has. So we'll need to look into that. And then
Commissioner Kinney, can you repeat that? You kind of cut out on our end. What was that?
So on the advisory committee that the health board currently has, I think when we go to this board makeup, I don't think we have to have that advisory committee any longer, since we'll be meeting the requirements here of having an equal number of electeds to non-electeds. So based on what I'm hearing, you know, we will not have to do that, but we, you know, we can look into that. That's kind of separate than this. But looking at the draft WAC, it does say that a local board of health may require an application to designate the specific category, which we'll want to do. And then it says all applicants for non-elected positions shall be interviewed in a panel format by the local board of health, subject to the following: all applicants shall be asked the same questions. And in the event of a substantial number of applicants, the local board of health may elect to interview a smaller number, as long as the applicants interviewed include a diversity of expertise and lived experience. So I just want to make sure that that's, which, if that's under the new makeup or under the old makeup, that's the question I would have. And I know that WAC is still draft. The final comments are due, I believe, November 19th. So just the end of this week. So that's my only question, but I think we can still move forward with a resolution and get those questions answered.
Yes, Commissioner, you can certainly move forward with the resolution if you'd like and get those questions answered. I do think we were still going to have a health advisory board that would still meet, and they'd be under the Board of Health, but I'm happy to provide more information at a later date. I would ask that you consider, if you're going to pass a resolution today, when you would like it effective. You will want time to conduct those interviews. So, you know, if you want to make it effective December 1st, something like that, give yourself some time. That might make sense. Or excuse me, not December 1st, December 30th, something like that. Forgot how close we are to December.
And then I guess the other question I have is that because we do need to look at applications and have people apply, that the people that are currently on the health board as citizen appointees would have to reapply if they choose to, that they would not be automatically moved into those categories. I just want to clarify that.
That's exactly right. They'd need to reapply.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I guess my thoughts would be the new 8-member structure would be in place for the January health board meeting, but I'd like the existing health board to finish out the year, you know, and adopt the final budget, do all the wrap up, you know, of 2021. I mean, is that your guys' thoughts?
Yeah.
I think that I just want to be clear as to who is doing the interviews for the new non-electeds.
Board of County Commissioners.
Okay. So yeah, I think having them, our next meeting, I think, is the first week of December, December 2nd is the next Board of Health meeting. And so it basically be after that the old board would, you know, be done and we'd start with the new board. although, I mean, we need to have time to do the application process. So, and I'm fine with December 30th or, you know, even into the first week of January, just to ensure we have plenty of time to do those interviews and to allow people to apply and then allow for interviews.
I would think we could direct Gina to, I mean, get the notice of those positions up, you know, as fast as possible, you know, making sure that they're, you know, clearly noticed as what the categories are, what the definite, you know, legal definition of the three categories are. And yeah, hopefully we can push that out and get a big batch of applicants.
So, Mark, do you have the draft resolution that you could read the title for me?
Certainly. And the draft resolution, as I said, doesn't have an effective date, but it's in the matter of modifying Spokane County Resolution numbers 96-0825, 03-0687, 03-0730, 06-0360 and 07-1089, reorganizing the Spokane County Regional Health District based on recent legislative amendments.
And that has us moving to a 4-member health board.
An 8-member.
And then the 4 non-electeds.
Yes, that's correct, Commissioner.
So, and Mark, I have a copy of the draft, and I do see it. It does have in the be it further resolved, does say shall become effective as of the blank day of blank 2021. So, are we thinking, I mean, Mr. Cuny, Mr. French, are we thinking
December 31?
So, Mark, so you think that's best, the 31st? Of December.
It's fine with me.
And that if it goes into effect at that date, that does not prevent us from starting the application process, correct?
No, I think you should start the application process now. The new board would just be effective in the new year.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, you're going to then need to appoint people to it. And I think you're gonna have that process in December then when you're appointing people to it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That'll work.
Okay, so since I apologize that I don't have that draft motion in front of me, so I move to move on the resolution as just stated by Mark McLean, with adding December 31st, 2021 as the effective date.
Second.
Right, we have a motion and a second. Mark, is that adequate?
It is.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion, conversation?
No, just encourage people to put their names in for those categories.
Yeah.
Well, I will echo that as well. If you're interested, please apply.
Yeah. Come on down.
All right. Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Right, so we will get that document signed, and I believe our final item for today was Scott Simmons has an executive session item. Scott, can you please state the purpose of the executive session and how long you envision it lasting?